Thursday, April 17th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. David Daniel. The sermon text is Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. The sermon theme is A Sure Defense and Comfort.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 1 to 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. This is the gospel of our Lord. In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends, in the weeks of Easter, Christians throughout the world meditate upon the gospel of the risen Lord, upon what it means to be born again into that eternal life which Christ has gained for us by his awesome sacrifice on the tree of the cross. We meditate upon Holy Scripture and seek to know, how do we as Christians walk in the way of the Lord? How do we delight in his law? How do we meditate upon the law with our hearts and with our minds and with our lives? For we are called to live in the Easter gospel, to live out our new life of faith, to live as the adopted sons and daughters of the heavenly King. For by the cross, by his suffering, death, and resurrection, our Lord made us sons and daughters of the heavenly King. We are children of God. We have been made new men, new women in Christ, free to live according to the will of God. The will of God declared to the people of old from Mount Sinai, empowered to live the word of God by the sacrifice of God on the cross of Mount Calvary. We are children of the heavenly King. But we are tempted. Tempted to deny what we are by that evil one, the foe of the gospel, Satan. Satan, the great seducer, does exist and does come into this world to seduce especially those who are Christians, to forsake their faith, to deny what they are. That we should be tempted is no great mystery. Martin Luther was often fond of saying that wherever faith is, there comes Satan to seduce those who have been born again in the faith, made new in Christ, to lead them away from what they are. Temptation is indeed the lot of the Christian. For why would Satan waste time with those who have no faith? He has them. He has won them. It is you whom he seeks. It is you on whom he works his evil ways, seducing you with the same temptations with which he seduced the very Son of God. For we are not better than our Lord. And even as our Lord was declared by God the Father to be his own Son at his baptism, and immediately thereupon came Satan to tempt him, so we who have been born in the Christian gospel, made new men and women in Christ, are tempted as our Lord was tempted. How do we resist it? How do we set aside, turn aside, the temptations of the evil one? Even as Christ did it, with the word of power, the word of comfort. Christ was tempted. You know the temptations. You know the story well. Satan comes to Jesus after he had been in the wilderness and tempts him. Tempts him first with material things. Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And the evil one came to him and said, Jesus, you're hungry. You need something to eat. You're a son of God. You have power, as the scriptures say. Now, why don't you just turn these stones into bread? The temptation is to use the sonship for material blessing. And Jesus responds with a word of scripture, with Deuteronomy 8:3. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus turns and refutes Satan with scripture. So also we should refute in our own lives all those temptations to use our sonship and our daughtership as children of God for material blessings. When we seek to use our position as Christians to gain wealth and worldly gain. And the temptation does come. It does come because we often do make sacrifices. We often do have less than others who seem to have less faith. And in such times, we are to remember that our treasure is the living word of God, the word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. For that is our eternal inheritance, our eternal position, our eternal possession, for it is the promise of God. Then Christ was tempted to doubt the promises of God, to doubt his own sonship. Satan turns to Christ after taking him to the temple, to the pinnacle, the great wall, and says, cast yourself down to prove that God really loves you. For doesn't the scripture say he will give his angels charge concerning you, and again, in their hands they will bear you up? The devil quotes scripture against the Son of God. Tempts Christ to deny his sonship by testing the Father. We often are tempted to test our faith. We say, God, if I really believe, then why do I have such doubts? Give me some sign to show that I am right. Give me some special sign, some special miraculous power, so that I can prove that I am really a son or a daughter of God. And in that we tempt God, for we don't trust his promise that you are his children. We want him to prove it in a special way. And in such temptations we shall hear the voice of the devil and respond with the word of Christ. You shall not tempt the Lord your God, as is written in Deuteronomy 6:16. Again, the evil one comes. Again, he seeks to seduce the very Son of God, showing him all the glory of this world, which he did not make. He offers to give it, which was not his power, to the one who was the Lord and creator of all things. The seducer is blind, but in his blindness, he still seeks to seduce the Son of God. Even as he seeks to seduce us with power and fame and glory. All have a desire to be honored, to be held as a worthy individual. And men and women have sold their souls for the honor and prestige of this sinful world. It is a theme old in literature. It is the theme of Faust, of Mephistopheles, one willing to sell his very soul to the devil so that he might have power, wisdom, knowledge, learning. And the Lord responds once again with the word of Scripture. The word of Deuteronomy 6:13. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Our Lord was tempted to seek to use his sonship for material gain. Tempted to tempt God. Tempted to seek this world's honor and power. And he responds with the word of Scripture. How instructive this is for us. For when we are tempted, as we certainly are each and every day, we should flee to that word, to the armor of God's holy word. Luther urged this in his sermon of 1539. He said, when tempted, we are to hearken unceasingly to the word of God, to instruct oneself in it, to be comforted and strengthened by it, so that when temptation and struggle come upon us, we lift up our hearts unto that selfsame word and cry to God, invoking him for help. For through the word we are in conversation with God. Either he speaks to us, and we are still listening to God. Or we speak to him, praying for what we need, and he hears us. Therefore, beloved in the Lord, in our trials, in our temptations, let us flee as the sons and daughters of the heavenly King to his most holy word, immersing ourselves in it, relying upon it, for it is indeed our sure defense and ever-present comfort. Amen. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and